Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
53-man Ravens roster set yesterday, at least as we see it today. Will it change by September 7th? Here to talk about that and more from the Baltimore Banner. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Childs Walker. Childs, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Good morning. Feeling good. I just pulled into the complex. We're talking to DaCosta in a few minutes here, so ready to go.
Let's do it. I can't wait to hear Eric DaCosta, what he has to say when we play for our listeners later in the show. But what's more surprising to you? Three undrafted free agents made the team, or that Jalen Armour-Davis didn't?
Yeah, I think Jalen Armour-Davis was definitely the biggest surprise of the late afternoon, early evening yesterday. I know that when I talked to you guys a few weeks ago, we were going as far as talking about, you know, would they hold him out of the last preseason game because mm-hmm. he seemed like he had become so important with some of the injuries that they had and, you know, some of the durability concerns about their starting cornerbacks. He seemed like a guy that you would be comfortable, you know, sort of plugging in on the outside, even though he's had his own injury woes over the years. So, I mean, he was a guy that I think most of us had basically locked into the 53. So that was certainly the biggest upset. I mean, you know, I guess you could say the total of three undrafted guys is surprising. I don't know that any of those guys individually ended up being all that surprising. I mean, you know, I think Lowry probably made it even a week or two ago. I mean, he had put himself in very strong position. You know, Higgins had been so good over the course of the preseason. And then Keon Martin made that huge final push, and they've put such an emphasis on takeaways, you know, with how they talk about their defense this year. And I mean, when they gave him the opportunities, he took the ball away from the other team. And so, I mean, he just sort of made that big push at the end. And I mean, you know, when you really look at the philosophy they've preached all summer, the guys they pick kind of fit that philosophy.
Yeah. The only thing I would say with Keon Martin, Childs, is he's so small, you know, height wise.
Yeah.
And the receivers in the division, that's a mismatch if he has to cover any of them.
Yeah, no, it's no doubt it's a fair question. I mean, Chuck Pagano yesterday sort of jokingly said when he walks in the building, he looks more like the IT guy than like a guy who's competing for a spot on the team. He's just small. He's probably not even 170 pounds, you know, 5'9". So it's a concern. And, you know, I guess that's the one point where I would wonder about not keeping Armour-Davis, because he is a guy where if you had to throw him on the outside to match up with one of those big receivers, mm-hmm. you wouldn't feel bad about it. Whereas Keon Martin, I think, is probably more of a slot guy, you know, a guy who's going to make plays near the line of scrimmage and in the middle of the field. So Is it a concern? Sure, but I mean, look, the guy was given an opportunity. He played his butt off, and here he is.
How many of those three are active Sunday when they play Buffalo?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say probably just one of them, if I had to guess. I mean, I think Lowry is active because he's the fourth safety. Higgins, I mean, you know, I guess part of that depends on Hummel's, you know, health situation. I mean, John Harbaugh has indicated he thinks he'll be ready for week one. He's obviously, they view him as a key special teams player. I guess if he wasn't ready for some reason, then obviously Higgins would be active. Higgins isn't going to have to get himself active by being, you know, a special teams contributor at first. I mean, I wrote the other day, I mean, he's probably going to have to sort of take the path that Zach Orr took way back in the day, where, you know, you play a lot of special teams your first 2 years, and, you know, maybe over that time you convince the team that you could be a starting linebacker. But right now, I'd say the over-under is probably 1.5, and I would take the under on week one.
Now, Childs, any concern about the experience of the inside linebackers other than Roquan?
I wouldn't say that's a big concern. I mean, first of all, and we've talked about this, I've written about it throughout the preseason, I mean, I don't know how much you're going to see two inside linebackers on the field. I mean, right. John Harbaugh has talked about that. I mean, you know, I don't know how much base defense we're going to see. So you have that. And, you know, you can't say that Trenton Simpson is inexperienced at this point. I mean, you know, he played a lot last year. I mean, the results were obviously mixed. And, you know, you saw his playing time go down over the course of the year. That wasn't great. They've liked some of the stuff he's done this summer. But, I mean, it's not like you don't know what you have in him at all. So, I mean, would you love to have a second linebacker that you feel comfortable playing, you know, 70% of the snaps if you needed to? Sure. But I don't see that as ultimately a huge drawback for this defense.
I tell you, the guy who made, you know, hay over the last – since the preseason start, Corey Bullock, you know, to me, he went from, damn, who's 67 starting at center? And then when you watch him and then you watch all the games – in my mind, he's their sixth lineman.
Yeah, I hear you, Vinny. I mean, he did. I mean, I don't even think that people would have said he was a bubble guy going into camp.
No.
But I would say by the second preseason game, you just sort of had him on the team. I mean, because he was not only did you see the pattern of the way they were using him in the preseason games, obviously starting him and then giving him first team reps during the week, but I mean, you said it. He just outplayed the other guys. I mean, and you know, I thought his pass blocking held up really nicely over the last few preseason games. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, in the Washington game and the previous week in Dallas. I mean, the interior guys were just not having any luck, sort of, you know, getting push against him. I think he's been very sturdy, and you know, you could feel reasonably comfortable throwing him in at center or guard.
Yep. Now, Bob asked me earlier, Childs, and to me, there's got to be a concern going into the Buffalo game, rookie kicker, rookie punt returner. How nervous does that make you feel?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, with Luke especially, until he's thrown into a big spot where he has to make a kick late in the game against a good team, and you said it, that could happen as early as week one, that's going to be in the corner of your mind. You're not going to know. I mean, I think we know he has the talent. We saw it. I mean, he made the 61-yarder in Washington. That would have been tied for the second longest kick of Justin Tucker's career. So, I mean, the leg talent is no doubt about it. But he did miss some kicks over the course of camp in the preseason. So you wonder about the consistency a little bit. I actually have a long story coming out about how they sort of found him and have developed him. And I know he is very confident, and the people around him, you know, meaning Randy Brown and the other guys in the kicking unit are extremely confident that he's a process-oriented guy, that he's put in every bit of work that he needs to, that'll hold up when he's in those pressure moments. But until you see it, is it a little bit of a worry? Yeah. I mean, as far as Wester, I mean, he seems very confident catching the ball. I mean, mm-hmm. I think, you know, he had the big return in the first game, but, you know, in some ways the other return was just as impressive, where he ran up with no hesitation and caught that ball and made a play. I mean, he just seems to be oozing confidence back there. So, I mean, I feel pretty good about him. Also feel good about Luke, but I mean, you know, again, he's in a real pressure spot, and, you know, he's got to do it.
Charles Walker, Baltimore Banner, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Ravens 53 is set for now, at least. September 7th looms, the season opener against the Buffalo Bills playoff rematch from last January. All right, get a prediction in for you, because we got plenty of time to do these over the next 10 days plus. Who will lead the Ravens in sacks? Charles Walker.
Lead the Ravens in sacks. I'm going to go with a boring choice. I'm going to go with OA, just because, you know, I just think he's going to be on the field more than the other guys. I do think he's an ascending player. I don't think he's going to get 18 sacks or anything, but also a big year for him, contract year. He's more powerfully built than ever. So I think there's a good chance he gets to double digits. Whereas, you know, Van Noy is older. You don't know how many snaps he's going to play. And as much as I like Mike Green, you know, I still think, you know, he's not going to play enough to easily get up to that double digit total. So, oh, wait.
Childs, can you see? I said Malachi Stark, 6-plus interceptions, and I said Mike Green, 8-plus sacks.
So you're taking the over on both of those.
I think that Malachi Stark leads them in interceptions, and I think Mike Green will have at least eight sacks.
I think there's a really good chance that Stark leads them in interceptions. I agree with that, especially based on the, not just the player, but the way he's going to be used. I think I'd still take the slight under on both of those, but not because I have any doubts about either of those guys. I think they've been really impressive.
Charles, what's happening at the Baltimore Banner on this Woman Crush Wednesday?
Well, I told you I got that kicking story coming out the next few days. I mean, you know, we're still plenty going on with the Orioles. So you know, all your Orioles and Ravens needs over the next few weeks.
Childs Walker, Baltimore Banner. Childs, always appreciate the time. Have fun with Eric DaCosta today.
All right, guys. Thank you.
There it is. Eric DaCosta was supposed to meet at 5:30, pushed up to 12. So we'll hopefully have some of that coming your way when we get to NFL lunch. We'll come back. It's the whip around. Stick around for that. Talk about what happening in the world sports last night. Got college football really getting into it big time this weekend. Jeff Urban, MDSports.com. Talk about Maryland and their college football prospects for 2020.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Five. Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport.
Every game.
Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Time for the Whip Around. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. A lot going on in the world of sports. U.S. Open tennis is happening as we speak. We're about to get into some matches here out there in Flushing. And last night, number 3 seed Coco Gauff had a pretty interesting match. Change coaches, I guess, change serves, and had to survive in 5 sets to get by.
Yeah, I watched the last, after the Oriole game, I switched over and I was watching it.
Good news is the Oriole game was quick because the pitchers were dealing there.
And Bob, it was like it was a hell of a match, you know. And then Coco lost the second set, and then they went to a third, and that was back and forth. And the volleys were unbelievable there. I mean, there was one with 24. I mean, it was fans were standing up, giving standing ovations. It was very exciting.
As we speak, Emma Navarro, number 10 seed, taking on Catherine McNally. A couple of Americans getting it on. Number 4 seed, Jessica Pegula. She's on the court at 1:30. And let's see, in the men, there are a lot of interesting matches going on here. You got Taylor Fritz, the 4 seed, against Lloyd Harris. You got Francis Tiafo, the local kid, the Turf fan. He's number 17. He's against Martin Dam. At 3 o'clock, and then Bowden Shelton coming up tonight against Pablo Carreño Busta. So I was out of tennis for a while post Agassi Sampras. I didn't give a bleep.
Mm-hmm.
And, the Williams sisters just dominated for so long. It's like when Navratilova and Graf are running. You want to watch women's? No, I know who's winning. I mean, unless somebody falls and breaks an ankle or something crazy like that. But now I'm kind of buying back in all of a sudden.
Well, especially like those big tournaments. And then when, Bob, that was first round match. You know, and it lasted 2 hours and 57 minutes, and it was intense the whole way. So, yeah, it was, because, like, I was going to be, let me just check it out. And then it's like, it hooked me for the next hour and a half.
Because she got conned early from Wimbledon.
Yes, she did.
So that's why they play the games and the matches, everybody. College football starts this weekend, and we're going to talk to Jeff Ehrman about the Terps coming up in a couple of minutes here. Maryland opens at Florida Atlantic University. Maryland 14.5-point favorites there. FAU 3-9 last year. Tom Herman was the head coach. Was fired during the season. When he was at Houston, he was the new shiny thing. And led them to big bowl victories, I believe Cotton Bowl victory. Then he got the Texas job.
Yep.
And his first game at Texas was against Maryland and lost at home in Austin.
That.
When a Piggy came in and led that second half thing. And that's the year every Maryland quarterback got hurt within the first 3 weeks. And then the next year, they come to a FedEx Field and Maryland beat him again. Then he got fired there. So Tom Herman, you talk about how a star has fallen.
Yeah.
Over the years, I mean, just 8 to 10 years ago, he was the hot commodity. Now he's a guy that got the boot there. Zach Kintley, he's a Texas Tech's OC, was played there. He's the new head coach at FAU, but we'll talk more about that. But the big matchup coming up Saturday, Ohio State-Texas, speaking of them, Texas for the first time in program history, ranked number 1 preseason. They won national titles, so there's that. They're also the first number 1 preseason team to be underdogs in their first game at Ohio State with a new quarterback.
Yeah, I find a lot of intrigue in the game Saturday at noon, Bob, especially, like you said, with Arch Manning. So that's one that you want to see. Tech's got a great defense. You know, Ohio State's defending national champs, got two new coordinators. They got a new quarterback. They supposedly have the best player in college football.
Oh, the wide receiver.
Yeah, the wide receiver was Smith, I think. So a lot of intrigue in this one. And the team that loses this game, it matters, but it doesn't matter for the playoffs.
You're fine.
Yeah.
No doubt. It could have some Heisman ramifications.
No doubt. Like if Arch Manning goes off, Bob, what the media is going to be going.
Or if the Ohio State kid has four touchdowns.
No doubt.
So there's a lot of intrigue for sure. Saturday at the Haney household will be a 3-TV day. All college football out of the gate because the Orioles won't be playing until the nighttime because they're out west. Speaking of Maryland, Terps Hoops men, Joe Lunardi, we talked about this getting off the air yesterday. Projected bracketology number 9 seed in the East where Duke would be looming if they get that far in the second round. So follow along there. Duke, number 1 seed there. Florida, Purdue, and Houston are Joe Lunardi's other number ones. Yes, we're getting close to college basketball, about 6-7 weeks away from the start of practice. And Buzz Williams is here, and everybody's kind of excited about that. This day in Orioles history on the whip. Let's see. Today's 27th of August, 1983. At Memorial Stadium, Cal Ripken went yard, drove in 2 runs. Eddie Murray, John Lowenstein, Singy. Also had ribbies. Jim Palmer went 7 strong for the win. Tim Stoddard picked up the save. Orioles, last year they won the World Series. Got a win against Minnesota. 1997, Oriole Park, Camden Yards. Rafael Palmeira hit 2 home runs, including a grand slam in the 8th. Not to make it all about me, I was there. I was on the flag court. The ball flew over me and my cousin Al's head. We were both like that guy that wore his glove yesterday, except we didn't have gloves. And we had about 20 beers each in it. But the Orioles won 7-3. Arthur Rhodes gets the win in relief of Scott Erickson. Orioles 7-3 over the Royals. 2012, Oriole Park, Camden Yards. Against the White Sox, Nolan. Lou Ford, he won yard. Nate McLaughlin, a 2-run homer in the 8th. Pedro Strop, who was awesome in 2012, got the win. And Jim Johnson picked up his 40th save. That's one of my all-time favorite Oriole teams. And I've seen a lot of them. But for you, youngster like yourself, 2012 kind of came out of nowhere.
12 is my favorite team of all time. I put them over the 101-win team a few years ago. I even put them ahead of 2014. Those are great, fun seasons in their own right. But that 2012 year, that was truly magic.
How about the 2024 Orioles, who a year ago today at Dodger Stadium beat the eventual world champion Dodgers 3-2. Ryan O'Hearn, Ramon Urias went deep off of Jack Flaherty, as a matter of fact. Mike Bowman got the win, or Matt Bowman, excuse me. I got my Bowmans and Bowmans mixed up. And Sir Anthony got the save of 7th because at this time of the year, the Mountain was still convalescing from Tommy John surgery, but a year ago today, the Orioles beat the Dodgers 3-2 out in L.A. When we come back, we'll shift it over to Maryland football, get some tidbits on the Hoops team, because their McDonald's All-American had some surgery. Nothing serious, we don't think. Jeff Ehrman, InsideMDSports.com, and then a funhouse trip with Nolan McGraw. News from the Nest coming up top of the hour as Eric DaCosta starts to meet with the media. That'll all trickle in. We're going to hear from T. Martin and Chuck Pagano as well. I have an issue with the Ravens' 53-man roster. What are your concerns with the team, the way it's put together?
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Right now. He's from InsideMDSports.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show. First time in a while, Jeff Urban. Jeff, first of all, how are you feeling today?
I'm doing good, Bob. How are you guys?
Living the dream, Jeff, as always, getting ready for another year of Maryland football with low expectations. Hopefully they'll exceed them and exceed them in a big way. Mike Locksley was on the morning show here, and then, of course, he met with the media as well yesterday, and Mass refused to name the starting quarterback. We're all going to have to find out at the same time around noon on Saturday, but we know the candidates to get it done. You have Justin Martin, the UCLA transfer, Christian Martin, redshirt freshman, and the much ballyhooed and anticipated Malik Washington. So give us the pros and cons of all three. I guess inside intel says Christian Martin will be the guy, but who knows? But give us the pros and cons of all three, at least heading into this first three-game stretch, which they better win.
Yeah, I think, you know, my guess is still that Malik Washington wins the job. Obviously, the con with him is he's the youngest. He's a true freshman. You very rarely can win a lot of games with a true freshman quarterback at the Big Ten level. But I think he just is the sort of talent that can overcome those sort of factors. Not to say he's going to be in the Heisman conversation, but even if you're a true freshman, even if you can, you know, keep a team, keep things on the rails and do the things you're supposed to do, you know, that's a success. And then Christian Martin played well in the spring game. He's a really big guy, strong arm, not as mobile as the other two. I'm not fully sure that he's in the conversation for starter, but as you said, Mike hasn't really given up, hasn't shown much there. So, you know, until we see who runs out for that first series, all three are candidates. And then Justin Martin, the transfer from UCLA, former four-star from California. You know, he didn't look as good as the other two in the spring game. They say he's looked good, though, since then. So I think he's probably Malik Washington's biggest competition. And then you also kind of have to factor in the fact that with Washington being a freshman, maybe there's a chance that Locks wants to ease him in slowly. And I could see him splitting time in the first game or two between two quarterbacks, regardless of who the starter is. But you know, Malik is my bet, but until we see on Friday night who runs out, we really don't know.
All right. Now, we look at skill positions because we're going to keep it positive for now. Nolan Ray, like his potential because the running back room kind of got depleted. Dorian Fleming, a tight end, he's got significant upside. But talk about the wide outs where Maryland's kind of thrown a lot of dudes into the NFL mix at that position. Skill position-wise, is there enough to compete in games that they're supposed to win, certainly, and maybe enough to keep them competitive in the games they're going to be underdogs in.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of proven impact guys there. You know, Jahlil Farouk is the number one guy coming from Oklahoma. You know, put up really good numbers there before he got injured. So the they say he's looked great in the preseason. He missed spring with an injury. But, you know, he should be a number one quality receiver. And then after that, it gets a little dicey. Octavian Smith has shown signs at times. Last year, he started to put some things together a little more consistently, but he's never really done it, you know, on that level of being a number two guy. So that's a question mark. And then Ryan Manning, young guy from Baltimore, one of the hardest workers on the team. He's impressed this year. I think he's probably locked in that third spot. But there, you're right, there are a lot of questions at receiver. I guess the good news is it's a little more of a, you know, a replaceable kind of position where you can put someone in, and if you have a good quarterback, they're probably going to make some plays.
Now, Jeff, I heard Locks talking yesterday, the morning show, and he talked about he didn't have a lot of depth in the offensive line. You know, so talk to me about the offensive line, and that could influence the quarterback situation if the O-line's not great.
Yeah, that's true, Vinny. They, you know, they have most of the same guys from last year back. They did add, obviously, Isaiah Wright is back from injury. That's big for them. He was said to be maybe their best offensive lineman last year before he got injured and missed the whole season. You know, they really like Alan Heron, the kid who struggled a little bit moving up from a Division II school last year, Maryland. They say he looks like an anchor. And they have some young guys who they feel like are emerging, too. They feel like the kid, Aliyu Ba, who started at right guard last year, transferred from Georgia, will be better with a year under his belt. But, you know, we need to see it to believe it because, again, it's largely the same guys. And as Locke said and you mentioned, the depth there is very thin. That to me, is a concern. I think there's a chance. I think the offensive line should be at least somewhat improved. But if you have any injuries, there's not much behind those first five.
What's the strength of this team?
I think the defense is probably the strength. I think the defensive backs are a lot better with the two transfers they brought in, Dante Joyner from Arkansas State and Jamari Glasker from Wake Forest. So, you know, last year's secondary was torched pretty regularly, but I think they should be improved. They did lose some veteran linebackers, but they have a lot of young talent coming up. Daniel Wingate, I think, is going to be a star. Defensive line is a question mark, but you know, they brought in a few veteran guys in the transfer portal. It's still a concern. I think probably a little more confidence from what I hear. They've gotten the better of the offensive line a decent amount of the time in camp. So I think the defense is probably the strength, especially without knowing, you know, what the quarterback play is going to look like and the offensive line. And also in the secondary, Jalen Husky, I should mention, moved to safety last year from corner and has gotten really comfortable there as being, you know, mentioned in some mock drafts, arguably, you know, their best player or their best player on defense. So long story short, I think the defense is probably the strength.
Jeff Ehrman, InsideMDSports.com, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Terps FAU, coming up Saturday at noon. You can hear it on 105.7 The Fan. 4-8 last year when Mike Locksley said prior to the season, most talented team he has had. He has said multiple times he has no idea what this team could turn out to be. What does it need to be to ensure that Mike Locksley will be the head coach in 2026 and beyond and hopefully have Zion Ealy along with him?
Yeah, that's the question everyone's asking, you know, and it's very hard to answer because it's a new AD. If it was still Damon Evans, we'd have a better feel for how he views Locksley and their relationship and also, you know, the extra skin he has in the game because he's the guy who hired him and nobody wants to fire somebody they hired. But now with Jim Smith, it's really, you know, he's saying all the right things, but, you know, you have to look at the stands last year, pretty empty. And if this year, if they don't turn it around, then there's going to be tough decisions to make. You got to get the fans back on board. But on the flip side, I think Mike's done some good things in Maryland. He took over the program in terrible shape. He won 3 bowl games in a row for the first time in the program's history. Last year was a really down year, but I think he's earned a little, you know, he's earned some political capital to where if he gets to, say, 6 wins and has this really young, talented roster, especially with the quarterback, you know, I don't think you make a move. You play it out and see what it is, especially with all that talent he has coming back. If it's less than six, I really don't know how Jim Smith will approach it.
All right, Jeff, let's switch to men's hoops real quick. Give us an update on Adams, the McDonald's All-American, little surgery there. And you saw, I guess, that Joe Lunardi's got the Terps as a 9 seed in his August bracketology here. And as we've talked about 1,000 times, whole new coaching staff, whole new team. So welcome to College Athletics 2025-26, I guess.
Yeah, Bob, so I actually went and sat down with Buzz for a while a few days ago. He even said he doesn't think they're bad, but are they great? I don't know. He doesn't really, that's what he's saying. Maybe he's trying to temper expectations, but I think that what you mentioned of Lunardi having them as a 9 seed seems pretty fair and pretty much the consensus right now that they look like kind of a bubble-ish team, but you know, I've never tried to project a team literally that doesn't have a single player back. All 15 guys are new players. Darius Adams, you mentioned, he's the really highly rated freshman guard. He had surgery on his right shooting hand, so they're hoping he'll be back in the month preceding the season. So that might make a little extra opportunity for some of the other guards that they have on the roster, you know, guys like Guillermo Del Pino, the kid who looked good for Spain over the summer and hit the game winner in the FIBA championship, and a few other guys. So, you know, they have a lot of what you need. I question the outside shooting. That's going to be interesting to see and see how guys come together. But, you know, they do have a pretty good mix. And one thing you know with Buzz's team is he's going to squeeze the most or just about the most out of them, especially on the defensive end.
What's happening at Inside MD Sports right now, Jeff?
Oh, lots of coverage of upcoming football season, lots of recruiting news. We actually just published an article moments ago about a top recruit that Buzz is personally going after hard. So, you know, if you follow Maryland sports and you want the inside scoop, come check us out.
Jeff Urban, always great to talk to you. Football started, so we'll be talking to you a lot over the next few months, man. Have a great day.
That sounds great. Anytime.
There's Jeff Ehrman, everyone. We'll come back, reset the program for you. News from the Nest, top of the hour. Buy or sell, where's the midweek money? Hopefully counting it at 12:15. And we'll talk Orioles with Jim Hunter. Kyle Bradish is back. 10 Ks, unfortunately, literally got no run support last night. Coming up in the 12:30 portion of the show. But let's get out to the phone, squeeze one in before Nolan joins us. Talk about the Ravens and that 53 and all the good stuff there. Pat Knowings Mills. Pat, thanks for holding. What's going on?
Hey, it's Ken. What's going on, guys? How you feeling, Benny?
All right.
Just had a quick question, you know, with the Ravens pass rush. You know, we normally bring in a veteran pass rusher, you know, Jadeveon Clowney. Do you think since the 53 is set, is there still a chance in bringing some veteran, or are they just going to let the young boys, with, you know, since Ajabo made the team, are they just giving him another shot, or is still a chance for a vet coming in?
Well, Van Oy's a vet. Van Oy's 34 years old. Yeah. Always, what, yeah, in his fifth year. I don't see them bringing somebody in unless somebody were to get hurt or something. I don't see it. I think they're totally comfortable with what they've got. They like who they have. So I don't see it. Maybe Eric will say something different at noon.
What if there's a lack of production through the first 4 weeks of the season?
Yeah, see, possibly. I mean, I think they're going to be blitzing their ass out, Bob. I think they're going to be bringing people and doing all those things, too. So I think it's going to be a very aggressive defensive front because they have total confidence and faith in their corners.
Yeah, and we were talking about it yesterday. Za'Darius Smith's open for business, former Raven. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that unfolds. Quick draw. How you feeling over there?
Feeling good. Couple things here. Quick bits of news. Remember, a couple weeks back, we were talking about the Rashee Rice situation with Cincinnati.
You were running hot at that time.
Well, I was a little confused. I think a lot of people were confused about the timing of everything. Well, there's an update here. This is from Adam Schefter within the last few minutes. NFL is aiming for at least a potential 6-game suspension for Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice. I think 4 was the number that people were throwing out there before. Again, for violating the league's personal conduct policy, sources tell ESPN the suspension would kick in at the start of the season. So now the timing of everything is called into question. This was news a couple weeks ago because the hearing or his sit down scheduled with the NFL and Roger Goodell was supposed to happen 4 weeks into the season, end of September, right there for the start of October. And everyone was saying, well, what the hell's going on here? You know, all these other players who had their incidents happen around the same time or even more recently than him have had their suspension in place to start the season. Most suspensions are operated that way. Justin Tucker was operated that way. So why was Rashee Rice a different situation? Well, according to Schefter here, maybe the league having a change of heart or receiving that backlash, changing their mind, moving up the hearing. I don't know. We're searching for more details, but this would obviously impact the Ravens matchup with the Chiefs.
Well, what they were saying, Nolan, was the league wanted 10-plus games for Rashee Rice, and he was appealing, and the appeal judge could not hear it until September 30th. But the league went after more than 10 games is what they wanted, and each player has a right to an appeal, and his appeal wasn't scheduled till then. So now they're trying to negotiate, you know, he wants, of course, a lesser deal, and that's why they're talking, you know, a 6-game, and then it would start right at the beginning.
All right, well, we'll have to wait and see. I mean, again,
I'm guessing it'll come within the next 10 days.
Right. And that would be prudent because we were talking off the air a little bit, me and Vinny, Nolan, that you go to appeal, you lose. Now you're suspended in season.
Yeah.
It's not like, as a Ravens fan, I'll speak first, that I'm peeing my pants if Rashee Rice is there or not there. I mean, it certainly makes them better, no doubt about it. But if I'm Kansas City, just get it out of the way and let's move forward, please.
Plus, let's just say you did it September 30th, and like you said, Bob, you lose, and they want 12 games?
Yeah.
You're out this season.
Yeah. Just handle your business. You will put yourself in this precarious, league man and legal problemo. Now you have to pay the piper. Get her done.
Well, comparing it to, I guess, the other players who have been in similar incidents, of course, the reckless driving is nothing new here. It's been all too common, not just in the pros and college as well. A lot of Georgia players, but I mean, those have been 4-game suspensions, give or take, roughly in that ballpark. I don't see why this would be any different.
Just, I mean, you see, the Henry Ruggs tragedy should have been the end game for this. And what happened last year with all of the Minnesota Vikings rookie, all the local kids who got killed in the car accident.
Yeah.
But, you know, we drive. And people drive like a-holes.
Yes.
Broad daylight, early in the morning. It's the lack of human compassion for humanity to me is insane. And, you know, unfortunately, there's been a tragedy in Minneapolis today that's unspeakable. We're not a news station, but, you know, we do it by compassion for others and children. It just, the bleep is going on around here, man. Anyway, let's go to the top of the hour, news from the Nest, and we'll bring it back to the toy store. How's that sound?
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.